Good morning. It is 9:30 a.m. We are here today, February 1, 2019, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnik, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 19-001, JJ Global Services versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Edlyn Dallasay. Will appellant JJ Global please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Vanessa Williams on behalf of JJ Global. I was just retained yesterday, entered appearance this morning, and together with me is Grant Bickle, representative of JJ Global.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GBB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Visitors Bureau, and seated to my left is Mr. Antonio Munya, who is the Vice President of Guam Visitors Bureau.
Thank you. Will interested party Landscape Management Systems, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Mitch Thompson. I'm counsel for the interested party Landscape Management Systems, Inc.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you. As all counsel are aware, Ms. Williams just made an appearance this morning. I did not realize that she was going to make an appearance on this. For full disclosure, there is a personal familial relationship between myself and Ms. Williams, and I will give everyone a chance to make a motion of whether or not I should be recused from this case. I had prepared a schedule on what would be done, but why don't I just go through it, and since the first thing anyway would be motions, I would allow a motion, if there was going to be a motion for my recusal, to be filed, and then I'd probably have to select another hearing officer to conduct the hearing, just since there are three different parties in here.
But that would be a personal recusal and not a recusal of the office?
Yeah, it would just be a personal recusal, not the office.
Okay.
And then I would either have Mr. Parris or Mr. Camacho, depending on who's available, be the hearing officer in this case. Just for the record, we would, in trying to expedite this, and this was with my schedule, not with Mr. Parris or with Mr. Camacho's schedule in consideration, it might change if we have a different hearing officer. If it does, then some of these things may change depending on their availability, but the filing of the motions and the record and briefs probably could all stay, and it'd be just the issue of the hearing officer at the time of the hearing. Okay, that may be the only thing that changes. Right now, motions will be due by February the 6th, next Wednesday. No, yeah. Opposition motions should be filed by February the 13th, the following week. A reply to opposition would be due on February the 20th. Tentatively, a motion hearing will be scheduled on the 22nd of February. The 22nd of February, did you hear? Got that?
I did, yes, sir.
The time.
And that'll be at 10 a.m. A filing deadline for all hearing materials and exhibits, witness lists, admissions, list of issues will be due on March the 1st. Hearing briefs will be due on March the 8th. And the formal hearing will be on Wednesday, March the 13th at 9 a.m. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to add?
No, sir, we do. The Guam Visitors Bureau does intend to file we'll probably just consolidate it into, we've got a couple issues, and we'll just consolidate it into one motion.
Okay. That'll be the 6th. Anybody else?
LMS doesn't, at this time, I don't anticipate filing any motions, but I will be off on the 22nd, and not going to be back until the 1st. I don't want to disrupt the schedule. But I'm wondering if there's just any flexibility on the hearing date for the motion. As apparently GVB intends to file some motions.
Why don't we see where we're at, and sometime before the 22nd, we may have a status hearing with the new hearing officer and the motion hearing date and the. And the formal hearing date may actually have to.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll note that, and depending on how many motions are actually filed, and we'll see.
Can you just ask when he'll be on hard?
You're gone from the 22nd through the 1st.
So that I'll be off in that whole period, and I promised my the other attorneys in my office I try not to schedule any hearings while I'm gone.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is this the motion deadlines for the recusal motion?
No, whatever motions you're going to file in this case.
So including the recusal motion.
Including the recusal motion, any other motions as Mr.
Fisher
pointed out, he's going to consolidate in a couple of motions. I don't know what the motions might be, but whatever motions you're going to file, file them by the 6th and respond to your opposition motions will be due on the 13th, and the replies to the opposition be due on the 20th. That will give everybody a week to respond to everything. I think that should be sufficient time for everyone to meet with that, and it'll give me time to try to schedule and appoint a hearing officer, because I probably should be recusing, or will be recusing.
Yes, sir. The motions I anticipate filing are dispositive of the entire matter. If I lose, we go forward. If I win, we know. And I note that there is just, looks like about a 7-day gap between the motion hearing and the filings.
Correct.
Okay. I don't mean to push the office and, you know, getting a decision.
I know. It is a very aggressive schedule, because I wanted everybody to understand that we're trying as much as possible to be as aggressive as possible to try to get these things. We don't want them to linger too long.
Okay.
And so, but again, those are all subject to change and availability of, especially now it's going to be 4 attorneys with a new hearing officer involved, trying to get all your travel schedules. This was designed with my travel schedule. And so we'll see what happens. Okay? But right now that'll be the order, and let's get the process started with the filing of the motions. Your 2 dispositive motions, any other motions that anybody else wants to file, and then I'll have the new hearing officer review.
Okay.
With that, we stand adjourned.
We're off the record at 9:40 a.m.